It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The state legislature has been playing ping pong with funding meant to help fix the massive sinkhole in Fraser. This week, the state Senate rejected a House-approved $3 million grant and changed it into a $5 million loan instead. This set off a row between Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller and Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff. On Thursday, the House changed the loan back into a grant, and now everything is on hold while the legislature takes a break. Jack, what's going on here?
Well, it's very fascinating. This row is between two conservative Republicans who think we'd get along. It's very hard to understand Meekhoff's motivation other than out of some kind of meanness. He sort of sneered he didn't want people standing in line to get money for their infrastructure. Well, this is a problem that affects the entire state. Macomb County's paying for the sinkhole. This measly $3 million would be to prevent raw sewage from going into the Great Lakes. And he says he doesn't want to set this precedent. Well, on the other hand, the legislature just set an enormous precedent by giving Flint $97 million for its infrastructure to replace all of its lead pipes. So I have no idea what the thinking is, especially if you think about political context. Flint is solidly Democratic. Macomb County is increasingly Republican. So Meekhoff is sort of stiffing some of the Republican Party's own voters. And Candace Miller is rightly saying, she said the term limits weren't short enough for him. So it's a fascinating thing. It'll be interesting to see if Democrats have the smarts to sort of capitalize on this.
Big businesses may soon be able to keep a portion of their employees' income tax. Under a bill quickly making its way through Lansing, some of the tax that employees normally pay to the government would instead go to their employer. Supporters say this would make Michigan more competitive with other states. Opponents say the state needs to stop putting businesses first and make tax cuts for individuals a bigger priority. What do you think, Jack?
I think this is the wackiest, stupidest idea I've heard in a long history of stupid ideas. This would be sort of like reinstating serfdom, where the poor employees not only have to pay taxes to the government, they have to pay taxes to their employers. I think this would be politically disastrous. The most sensible thing I heard about it was said by the most conservative Republican in the state Senate, Pat Kolbeck, who said, "This is simply awful. We have to stop putting businesses ahead of the interests of people." And he said this is just being done to fatten the pockets of people who donate a lot of money. So you have to wonder, the main sponsor is a guy who has a pizza business in Midland. So I would think that cooler heads might prevail and this might be stopped in the House, but who knows?
Right now in Michigan, public schools must wait until after Labor Day to start classes. The State Senate Education Committee has approved a bill that would change that. The legislation would let schools start in August, but they would only be allowed to have three-day weeks until after Labor Day. Jack, we've heard plenty of debate over the state's post-Labor Day start law since it went into effect over 10 years ago. Does this bill seem like a fair compromise?
I think what we need to do is make the school calendar even nuttier and hard to figure out than ever before. I think this idea is stupid, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I think it will sink under its own weight because tourism doesn't want this. Traditionally, families like to sort of be gone late in August and come back and start school after Labor Day. That's why they changed it back to begin with. They'd be much better off, if they want to really improve education, changing the school start times. Kids, I think, should start later and go later. A lot of times, their little selves aren't really ready for learning at 7:30 in the morning, much less getting up at 6 or whenever they have to. But I think they should just start school right after Labor Day, have five-day weeks, and, you know, leave the calendar alone. But then, as you know, Rebecca, I'm just a classic conservative.
Lastly, Justice Robert Young says he'll retire from the Michigan Supreme Court by the end of the month. Young has spent 18 years on the court, including 6 as Chief Justice. His retirement means Governor Snyder will get to name a new justice to the 7-member court. Jack, what will Young's legacy be, and do you have any guesses for who might be on Snyder's shortlist?
Well, Justice Young was clearly a very brilliant justice, and he really helped former Chief Justice Merrilyn Kelly started this, but there's a much better atmosphere on the court, much more collegial than it used to be. He was very conservative. He could be acerbic, and he sometimes would really sort of snap at and pounce on people before the court, but he certainly was free of scandal, and he'll be missed. It's a very interesting thing to see how this vacancy will be filled. Traditionally, people don't like to say this, this was the African-American seat on the court. And before Justice Young, a couple other African-American justices had it. With his departure, there won't be any. There's only 2 African-American Court of Appeals justices, as far as I know, and that's traditionally where people from the Michigan Supreme Court come from. And of course, while they're elected, most of them are always first appointed by a governor. So We'll just have to see what Governor Snyder's thinking is.
Well, Jack, maybe the governor will give you a call.
I think the governor has far too much common sense for that.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.